This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Six people killed in a bus accident in Palpa district. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda directs Nepal Oil Corporation to immediately reduce prices of petroleum products. Air quality degrading across country including Kathmandu Valley. And the U.S. Congress still to get a speaker after 3 days of impasse. Now the news in detail. Six people have died in a bus accident that occurred at Raina Devi Chara Municipality, Ward No. 8, Khursane, Palpa District. District Police Office Palpa has informed that the deceased have been identified as 36 years old Nirmala Ghimire, 11 years old Saru Maya Ghimire, 54 years old Kim Kumari Jana, 40 years old Guna Kumari Gaha, 21 years old Dan Kumari Khatri, and 19 years old Bhima Pandey. The passenger bus met with an accident at 9 p.m. yesterday while heading to Khursane of Palpa from Salchandi of Rupandehi. The district police office Palpa informed that those injured in the accident had been taken to Lumbini Provincial Hospital for treatment. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has directed the Nepal Oil Corporation to take immediate measures for reducing the prices of petroleum products. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, Prime Minister Dahal directed making adjustments in the price of petroleum products commensurate with their international market price. During his meeting yesterday with the secretary at the Ministry of Commerce and Supplies, Toyam Roy, at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Prime Minister Dahal gave the instruction to Nepal Oil Corporation. As per the latest details, the Nepal Oil Corporation is likely to secure a profit of 990 million rupees in 15 days. Despite a fall in the petrol prices in the international market, the corporation is reluctant to adjust the prices citing a burden of previous losses, though it has already switched to an automatic fuel pricing system. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said the government is sensitive to press freedom and journalists' rights. Speaking at a meeting with a delegation from the Federation of Nepali Journalists yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal expressed the government's readiness to move ahead by collaborating with the Federation. The Prime Minister further reminded that he had taken the premiership with the resolution to do something new for the country. On the occasion, Federation of Nepali Journalists President Bipul Pokhrel urged the Prime Minister to promote freedom of expression and press freedom. President Vidya Devi Bhandari has pointed out the need for increasing domestic production to contribute to a self-reliant economy. President Bhandari said this while inaugurating an international footwear industrial fair organized at Bhrikuti Mandap yesterday. Also, President Bhandari suggested for the proper use and mobilization of labor, skills and raw material which could boost production to reduce country's trade deficit. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Rabi Lami Chane has said the government's common minimum program will be unveiled soon in a bid to provide easy and smooth services to citizens. Talking to media persons at Singha Darbar yesterday, Home Minister Lami Chane shared that the leaders of the ruling coalition partner had reached the final stage and were planning to finalize the government's programs by the following day. The Home Minister further said the common minimum program would focus on people's concerns, including chemical fertilizer to farmers, youth employment programs and policy level revisions. The CPN Unified Socialists has formed a four-member task force for the unification of leftist forces. Party spokesperson Jagannath Khatiwada said a meeting of the Central Secretariat of the CPN Unified Socialist held yesterday formed the task force under the coordination of leader Gangalal Tulathar. Spokesperson Khatiwada added that the task force would hold discussions with leftists and would connect individuals and institutions for unifying the leftist forces in the country. On a different note, spokesperson Khatiwada said that there was no formal proposal from the government side seeking support from the CPN Unified Socialist. The air quality has degraded across the country, including the Kathmandu Valley. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, the lack of winter rainfall has led to the high level of air pollution in Kathmandu, Bhaktapur, Tulsipur in Dang, Thonkuta, and in the southern plains across the country. The issue of fog and haze has become more intense in the Tarai due to the lack of precipitation. The air quality index AQI at 7:45 a.m. yesterday showed the increasing level of air pollution. Kathmandu's AQI reached 153, followed by 154 in Bhaktapur. AQI above 100 is considered as harmful for public health. Meanwhile, health experts have urged all to take precautions against increasing air pollution in the country. Province chiefs of Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province have called the political parties representing in the province assembly for the formation of the government. According to the office of the Gandaki Province, Province Chief Prithvi Mangurung called on the parties to submit their claim within 4 p.m. on the 9th of January for the formation of the provincial government. Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Dr. Baikuntha Arial, has stressed the need for making the advertisement business fair, competitive and professional. Inaugurating an interaction program in Kathmandu yesterday, Secretary Arial said the advertisement business should be healthy, systematic and professional, internalizing the suggestions and feedback given by the stakeholders. The District Administration Office Kathmandu has enforced a time card system in various kinds of services provided by the office. The time card system has been made effective from yesterday. Accordingly, the time set for acquiring one's citizenship certificate is 1 hour, 30 minutes for organization renewal, 1 hour for obtaining minor certificate, and 30 minutes for getting the debt for a case. Likewise, the distribution of national identity card, which is ready, is 30 minutes and 15 minutes for passport distribution. The time has been set for all the services as well and will be implemented in the near future. Kathmandu Chief District Officer Kanasham Upadhyay expressed the belief that the new provision would make the service delivery more efficient and effective. Meanwhile, senior technical experts from Idemia Company are arriving in Nepal to inspect the software system at the Department of Passport. They are coming to Nepal after Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda took initiative to address the problems facing the department on distribution of passport. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. 3 days and 11 ballots later, the lower house of the U.S. Congress, House of Representatives, is yet to choose a speaker, with Republican Kevin McCarthy failing to secure a majority again and again amid opposition from far right members of his own party. The House is now preparing to hold a 12th vote for the speaker position, the most since before the U.S. Civil War. McCarthy received 201 votes in the first two rounds of voting on Thursday, a tally that dropped to 200 in the following three rounds. Each time, he was well short of the 218 he needs, as Republican dissenters largely rallied behind Congressman Byron Donalds. Second-term Florida Representative Donalds received as many as 19 votes in one of Thursday's three votes. Representative Matt Gaetz, the ringleader in the anti-McCarthy camp, cast a vote three times for former President Donald Trump, who, despite the investigations he's facing, could technically serve as Speaker. The former president has endorsed McCarthy. All 212 House Democrats voted for Hakeem Jeffries on Thursday, a unified position that top Democratic Congresswoman Catherine Clark said stood in stark contrast with the Republican turmoil. The Ukrainian military has claimed that more than 800 Russian soldiers have been killed in the past 24 hours, mostly in fighting in the Donetsk region. Giving its regular morning roundup of the war, the Ukrainian military said the Russian forces had launched unsuccessful attacks on the city of Avdiivka in Donetsk and the city of Kupiansk in the northeastern Kharkiv region. An Al Jazeera report quotes the Ukrainian military saying they destroyed one aeroplane, a helicopter, and three tanks belonging to Russian army. Meanwhile, Russian President Putin has told his Turkish counterpart that he is open to talks with Ukraine if Kiev accepts the new territorial realities on the ground. The Kremlin sources said Russian President Putin confirmed Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan during a telephone conversation that Russia was open to serious dialogue. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in Province 1 and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 16.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Six people killed in a bus accident in Palpa district. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda directs Nepal Oil Corporation to immediately reduce prices of petroleum products. Air quality degrading across country, including Kathmandu Valley. And U.S. Congress still to get a speak after 3 days of impasse. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.